Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll engage in a little romance, have a Sunday set, hear some songs about orchids, and visit the lost and found. And we might even have time to do some swinging in the hammock. Last week, we had a segment about blossoms, and that reminded me that a couple of weeks ago, my wife suddenly announced with pride and surprise that one of her orchid plants had rebloomed. Now, I'm no botanist, but apparently, depending upon the variety, it's not all that easy to get orchids to bloom in the first place, let alone to rebloom, and fairly precise temperatures and amounts of humidity and light are required, or probably in this case, sheer luck. Anyway, with congratulations and best wishes for many more healthy orchid blooms, Rita, here's an orchid for you.
A blessed event, for your marvelous love, an orchid to you, for your kissable lips, like petals with you, my song of love is ending, I ended dear by sending a great big orchid to you. Thank you.
dreamed of two blue orchids, two beautiful blue orchids one night. While in my lonely room, I dreamed of two blue orchids, so rare and full of light, that I wanted to possess each tender bloom. Then my dream took wing, and through a thousand springs, blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you looked at me, it was plain to see blue orchids only bloom in your eyes.
I played it by Rudy Valli 16 years ago and Nye Mayhew and his orchestra in 2011, but there's a Triple R debut for Orchids in the Moonlight by Enrique Madriguera and his orchestra on January 24th, 1934. Orchids in the Moonlight is from the film Flying Down to Rio and was composed by Vincent Humans. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Gus Kahn and Edward Eliscu. And as a matter of fact, the band recorded Orchids in the Moonlight again in 1939 with the vocal by the female trio, the Skylarks. Before that, it was Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the vocal by Ray Eberle and Blue Orchids, written by Hoagy Carmichael and recorded July 26, 1939. We began that Orchid set with Eddie Duchin and his Central Park Casino Orchestra with An Orchid to You, another Triple R debut. Lou Sherwood was the vocalist on that May 19, 1933 recording. Mack Gordon and Harry Revel wrote An Orchid to You, although you'll sometimes see it listed as An Orchid for You. The sheet music features a picture of a woman's face at the center of a lavender-colored orchid and the notation, An Orchid to Our Pal Walter Winchell, from whom we borrowed this title. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Back in 2004, I began using Edwin J. McAnally's recording of My Sunday Girl as the music bed for an ID for the show, and you hear it quite often. Listener Rich in Illinois pointed out the other day that the record hasn't been played in its entirety since the August 29, 2004 show. Well, 12 years is way too long for this record to have gone without being heard again intact, so we're going to remedy that right now by having it start off a Sunday set. Thank you.
certain Sunday, walking arm in arm. On a certain Sunday, folks will sing a song. There will be a service, I'll stutter and sigh. I will be so nervous, I'll flutter like a butterfly. On a certain Sunday, crowds are gonna stare. You'll hear everyone say, what a lovely pair. Please stop your deciding and get a veil to be a bride in. On a certain Sunday, you'll be absolutely, positively, positively, absolutely mine.
It's Sunday here in Avalon, and it's Sunday down in Caroline. That was Ted Lewis and his band on May 2, 1933, and the vocalist was Shirley Jay. She sings on one other Ted Lewis record, but other than that, I could find nothing else by her. It's Sunday Down in Caroline was written by Jerry Levinson, Marty Symes, and Al Nyberg, and was preceded by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, with Ozzie performing the vocal, not Harriet, on a Certain Sunday. That's another Gordon and Revel song, and that Brunswick record was made on May 27, 1931. We started off that Sunday set with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and My Sunday Girl. The band made four attempts on March 21, 1927, before getting it right in a subsequent session on April 1st. My Sunday Girl was composed by Sam H. Stept, and Frederick L. Wade sang the Bud Cooper and Herman Ruby lyric. He made two other sides with McAnally, but other than that, as with Shirley J., I could find no other recordings. This very day, July 24th, marks the debut in 1933 on WGN of the radio drama The Romance of Helen Trent. On October 30th, the show was picked up by CBS and broadcast coast to coast. The series was produced by Frank and Ann Hummert, and for the first 11 years, Hollywood dress designer Helen Trent was played by Virginia Clark. For the next 16 years, she was played by Julie Stevens. The 15-minute show was written by Bob Andrews and stayed on the air for 7,222 episodes. Dick Whittinghill, a disc jockey on KMPC in Southern California, did a spoof of the series titled The Romance of Helen Trump, and I still have some tapes of those bits. Anyway, to commemorate The Romance of Helen Trent, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about romance, beginning with the California Ramblers. Well, actually, Joe Hames.
Thank you. brought me remarkable you, sweetheart. Ah, you gorgeous thing. Rhythm and romance, romance and rhythm. An inconceivable pair that gave our budding affair its start. Yes, yes. The stars gleamed, the moonbeam, the sky seemed to smile. The breeze cried, the trees sighed. Please stay around a while. Rhythm and romance. Romance and rhythm, huh? A combination so real. An invitation to steal your heart.
Thank you.
I love bell chords. George Olsen and his music with Bob Borger taking the vocal honors on Romance from a Victor 78 made at the Hal Roach Studios in Culver City on November 10, 1929. Walter Donaldson wrote the tune and Edgar Leslie the lyric. Before Romance, it was Rhythm and Romance. That, of course, was Fats Waller and his rhythm on August 20, 1935. Rhythm and Romance was composed by J.C. Johnson with the lyric by George Whiting and Nat Schwartz. We begin that romantic set with Joe Hames and his orchestra, credited on the label of that October 19, 1935 Bluebird 78 as the California Ramblers, and here's to Romance. The vocalist was Skeeter Palmer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Many of you are familiar with the Vitaphone project, headed up by Ron Hutchinson, whose goal is to seek out the shellac soundtrack discs and unite them with the early Vitaphone and other talkies and feature films they accompanied. Between 1926 and 29, the Vitaphone Company made nearly 2,000 talkie short subjects featuring vaudevillians, bands, opera singers, and comedians. Unfortunately, many of them have been lost forever, but since its beginning in 1991, the Vitaphone Project has found over 3,000 of the 12 and 16-inch soundtrack discs and some film elements, and helped restore more than 35 shorts and 12 feature films. I'm proud to be a supporter, and you can find out more about the Vitaphone Project at their website, vitaphoneproject.com. So, with best wishes to the Vitaphone Project for many more reunions of sound and picture into restorations, in the next two segments we're going to visit the Lost and Found, beginning with Bert Block and his bell music.
The day that I found you, you brought a different world in view, and a feeling that is new. Lost and found, lost the moments that seemed all so long, but found my heart could sing a song since the day you came along. Gone is the dark stormy weather that was clouding my dreams of love. Now life is light as a feather, all because of you and your love. Now I find what I thought I lost was all my gain. A rainbow came in place of rain. Lost my heart when I found you.
Thank you. walking along, just singing a song, and never expecting anything wrong. And right there and right then, I lost my gal again. I was feeling so proud and humming out loud, and suddenly we got into a crowd. And right there and right then, I lost my gal again. Now it's against my wishes to doubt that she's all right, but one does get suspicious when it happens every night. I was taking her home and acting high tone, and I look around and I'm walking alone. And right there and right then, I lost my gal again.
Thank you.
The Frivolity Club Orchestra, Jack Denny's band, which had a residency at Broadway's Frivolity Club, and I Lost My Heart in Monterey from September of 1926. I Lost My Heart in Monterey was composed by Vincent Rose and Richard A. Whiting. This was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Raymond B. Egan. Before that, it was the Carolina Club Orchestra with I Lost My Gal Again. The label says Carolina Club Orchestra, and most of the time that means Hal Kemp. But your ears are telling you the vocalist is Tom Stacks, which means it's actually Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks. That Mellotone 78 was made in New York on March 6, 1931. I Lost My Gal Again was written by Sam M. Lewis and Jesse Greer. We started off that lost set with another record being heard for the first time on the show, Lost and Found, by Burt Bloch and his Bell Music. The vocalist on that March 31, 1938 Vocalion 78 was Bill Johnson. Bandleader Bertram Bloch was born April 17, 1912. His band made half a dozen sides for the American Record Corporation and 22 sides for Vocalion in the 30s. He was also heard on radio stations WJAS in Pittsburgh in 1937 and KYA in San Francisco in 1939, now KSFB. He then began his career as a booking agent for the Associated Booking Corporation. He later opened his own agency, the International Talent Association, and managed the careers of, get this, Billie Holiday, Jerry Mulligan, Errol Garner, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, Lenny Bruce, Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, Rita Coolidge, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. I had no idea. Burt Bloch died of emphysema in New York on July 9, 1986, at age 74. The last segment was Lost, so you have to know that this one is Found. Here's Tom Jurinovich and his Roof Garden Orchestra.
Thank you. hope in view. But when I thought I'd lost everything, I found you. Clouds were all around, sunny days were few. Then just when I least expected it, I found you. How can I express, dear, all that's in my heart? Gladly I confess, dear, I loved you from the start. I'm so happy now, and I'm thankful too. For today my prayers were answered and I found you.
Terrific record. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders with I Found a Roundabout Way to Heaven. That Victor 78 was made May 4th, 1926, and I Found a Roundabout Way to Heaven was written by Abner Silver. Before that, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with I Found You, and if I'm not mistaken, that's yet another Triple R debut. That Columbia recording was made December 18th, 1931, and I Found You was written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Ray Noble. The last time I played I Found You out when I found you in someone else's arms, it was by Ted Weems with Art Jarrett. This time you heard Tom Jurinovich and his Roof Garden Orchestra with their slightly later December 13, 1928 recording, made in San Francisco. The vocal was by Steve Bowers with some help from the orchestra. I Found You Out was written by Charles O'Flynn and Phil Ponce. Here's some good news. We've got time for a bonus track. Last week, July 22nd, was National Hammock Day, so in honor of National Hammock Day, I'm going to play a recording of the only vintage hammock song I know of. Here's the University Orchestra.
Underneath the trees, oh my, just you and I together, swaying in the breeze. And we'll be listening to a bluebird singing up above, he says he'll be the lookout. While we're making love as we go high, low, playing peekaboo with all the stars up in the sky. High, low, in a cradle made of dreams, we'll watch the clouds roll by. Nearest thing to heaven, yes, sir, that I ever knew, is swinging in a hammock all along with you.
The University Orchestra, Sam Lannon's pseudonym, and Swinging on a Hammock. The vocalist on that July 18, 1930 Jeanette 78 was Claude Reese. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.